702.
Let's walk the talk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report on 702 and Cape Talk with me, Mandy Wiener. Sure. I've been watching the SA Tourism CEO, Themba Khumalo, for the last 40 minutes or so, explaining this deal with Tottenham Hotspur that has really captured the attention of the country since Daily Maverick first broke the story yesterday. We spoke to Rebecca Davis about this, and the Tourism Acting CEO has now held this briefing to explain, to set the record straight. So what we knew yesterday was the cost of this reported plan, and we saw that it was proposed a 36-month deal. It was going to be a sleeve sponsorship with the English Premier League club, Tottenham Hotspurs. And it went into some of the detail, but the SA Tourism CEO has now held a briefing. And I must say, it wasn't so much speaking. It's been more shouting at the media. He hasn't taken questions yet. I see he's back at the podium now. But what he's been explaining is the fact that this contract is at an advanced stage. He has said that the contract hasn't actually been signed yet. He says that they are pushing ahead with it. They're going ahead with the engagement. But have a listen to some of the audio from a bit earlier on when Themba Khumalo was explaining this deal that's on the table with Tottenham Hotspur.
Let me look straight into camera and say this to all South Africans. The money that's invested in tourism is not the same money that's required for energy. It's not the same amount of money that is required for potholes. There are other departments that are dedicated and are given that mandate by legislation. Our legislated mandate is not about that. Our legislated mandate is about persuading international people to travel into the country and spend money in our economy. And that is what we will stick to, whether it is through this initiative or any other initiative, but that is what we are mandated to do, that is what we're paid to do, and that is what we will continue to do until we're told otherwise. So I just wanted to place that particular context for what we're going to discuss, which is the topical issue on the table. Now, how do you find these people around the world? What you certainly don't do is you don't do random. You don't just, you know, place an ad on TV and hope somebody's going to see it and that they'll be persuaded to come to the country. That's not what we do. They are aggregators of databases around the world. So you've got to find platforms that aggregate convertible databases in order for you to market directly so that you know that the people that you're targeting, one, are aware of your destination, two, have got the money to travel long haul, and three, have got the willingness to do a long haul trip. So you've got to be able to access those databases. Now, who are the aggregators of those databases? One, global media, whether CNN, BBC, et cetera, all of the big global media houses are able to aggregate audiences, just like, you know, here in South Africa, whether it is Newsroom Africa, ETV, SABC, you are aggregators of audiences, and the people that place adverts on your channels are not doing it for your entity. They're trying to get to your audience. And that is precisely what we're doing. We looked at who are the big aggregators of audiences in the world. So media houses are the first big aggregators of audiences. The second big aggregators of audiences is sport and entertainment. They aggregate audiences. People in this room on a weekend are glued to their TV watching, you know, the British Premiership. You are part of those audiences. And people will pay money to access you, to persuade you to buy their product, their services, or to travel to their countries. So the envisaged deal that we're looking at has got absolutely nothing to do with football. Let me look straight in the camera. It's got nothing to do with football. It's got to do with accessing the aggregated audiences that football brings. That's who we are after. We are after the viewers of football, the followers of football that have got the spend and the willingness to travel long haul into our destination.
Let me look directly at the camera and tell you, sure, impassioned there from the SA Tourism Acting CEO, Themba Khumalo, explaining this deal and very much in defense of this deal. You know, there's been a lot of criticism. There has been some support for it, saying that the return on investment is there. But people saying, well, there are clearly problems here if you're going to spend almost the entire tourism budget in one place. He's explaining why that is happening. He's saying it's not about football. It's about accessing that audience. And I think the best tweet on this that really sums it all up is from Songezo Zibi, who says, "We aren't struggling with tourists because no one knows we're here. It's because of poor governance, crime, bad roads, load shedding, collapsing public infrastructure. An expensive deal with an English club won't solve these problems. Effective, clean governance will." And that's the point here is, should we be spending this kind of money to advertise South Africa? People know about South Africa. We need to actually fix the problems here. What Khumalo is saying, we're not taking more money from the fiscus. We're using our budget as tourism. Where now does all of this leave the minister, Lindiwe Sisulu? Because she put out a statement saying, no, well, you know, this isn't really at a final stage. There's also been a lot of criticism of the media here, and some targeting of the media and about the actual leak. So where's the leak coming from? Clearly the leak is malicious. Don't target the leak. That's not the point here. Target the actual issue, the contract. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Very fiery from tourism, from the SA Tourism CEO. And I think that that phrase of "I'm looking directly at the camera" is going to be added to the South African lexicon.